This is a little meditation titled, Why Do I Put Myself Through This Agony? It's about committees, or councils, or boards, or any small group of people who gather together to run something and to drive one another crazy. A sign I like says, For God so loved the world, he didn't send a committee. Can I have an amen to that? I came away from a particularly frustrating committee meeting recently with this question stuck on repeat in my head. Why am I doing this? I can't flatter myself that it's because I'm invaluable to the organization. The organization is like the snow in the lovely little poem by E.E. Cummings. The snow doesn't give a soft, white dam whom it touches. The organization doesn't need me. I remember a woman in South Africa talking to me about her city's fumbling administration, and she said, I don't care what party is in office. I just want running water to my house. Good point. Excellent point. So if I'm not vital to whatever committee, board, or council that's agitating me, obviously I'm doing it for myself. An economist I admire once asked, why would you want to know only people like yourself? And at the time, I did want to know only people who think as I do, but I've changed. A little. Now I see that it's good for us to get outside our comfort zone. I think it's also good for us to try to work as a chorus, not just sing our solos. The English actress Glenda Jackson said she didn't want to live like a movie star. She said she liked to do her own shopping and join the ordinary people on the streets because she liked the friction of daily life. She said roughing up the nerves a bit made her a better actress. Eventually, she left acting to become a member of Parliament, which I presume keeps her nerves roughed up admirably. Well, over the years, as different committees have pounded me down to the ground, I've recognized some stereotypes. There's the guy who doesn't have any power at his workplace, so by God, he's going to have it here. And there's the woman so passive-aggressive you could slice salami with her fixed little smile. The person who never quite understands the organization's mission or financial statement or bylaws. The one with a blank stare, thinking about dinner plans, or a plumbing problem, or tee-off time. The one trying to placate both sides and pleasing nobody. The one who wants to win. The one who missed the last meeting and wants an update. The one with a hidden agenda. The one whose cell phone rings. The one whose hearing aid is on the fritz. The one who keeps saying, we need to run this like a business, meaning like the business he's familiar with. The one who never speaks. The one who never listens. The one who never votes yay or nay, but always abstains. Sometimes there's even the one who really does have the organization's best interest at heart and knows how to move it in that direction. In short, committees are like microcosms of the world, full of people who irritate one another while trying to do the most good for the most people. There's a reason we use the verb serve when we talk about committees or boards or councils. We serve on them in the sense of public service. And yet, as wise and mellow as I've become, I know deep down that every committee I've served on would have gone so much better if everybody had just done it my way.